promises to provide exactly that expertise. Some 60,000 books are in the parenting section on Amazon, and most of them have how-to somewhere in the title. Many of the parenting how-to books, of course, simply give practical advice about being a parent. But many more promise that if parents just practice the right techniques, they can make a substantial difference in the way their child turns out. The parenting model isn't just something you find in how-to books, though. It shapes how people think about children's development in general. I'm a developmental psychologist. I try to figure out what children's minds are like and why they are like that. Even so, practically everyone who has ever interviewed me about the science of childhood has some question about what parents should do and what the long-term effect of what they do will be. The parenting idea is also a major source of grief for parents, especially mothers. It helps fuel the never-ending mommy wars. If you accept the idea that parenting is a kind of work, then you must choose between that kind of work and other kinds of work, such as, for example, work. Mothers in particular become endlessly defensive and conflicted about whether it is possible to both successfully parent and successfully work at other jobs, and they feel forced to choose between de-emphasizing the importance of motherhood or foregoing their careers. But the same dilemmas affect fathers, all the more intensely because they are less acknowledged. Partly as a result, there is a countervailing impulse to devalue the importance of being a parent. Hence, all the wry memoirs in which women self-consciously confess to their ambivalence about motherhood. After all, if being a parent is a kind of work aimed at creating a successful adult, it's a pretty lousy job. Long hours, non-existent pay and benefits, and lots of heavy lifting. And for 20 years, you have no idea if you've done it well. A fact that, in and of itself, would make the job nerve-wracking and guilt-inducing. But if it isn't a kind of work, why do we do it? If the point is not to create a particular kind of adult, what is the point? I'm one of those anxious, middle-class working parents myself, and all my life I've felt both the pull of the parenting model and the reaction against it. My three sons are all grown up, reasonably happy and successful, and starting to have children of their own. But I have also found myself perpetually assessing my responsibility, or should that be credit, for the ups and downs of their lives. Was I overprotective when I walked my youngest son to school every day when he was 8 years old? Or was I neglectful when I didn't do the same when he turned 9? I wanted my children to follow their own paths and discover their own gifts. But should I have insisted that my oldest child finish college instead of trying to become a musician? I believed, and still do, that good public schools are best for all children. But when my older kids were suffering at the local public high school, should I have sent them to a fancy private school in the suburbs, as I did with my youngest son? Should I have forced my youngest to turn off the computer and read? Or should I have let him master coding? How could I have made sure that my gifted middle child had lots of free time to play and did his homework and at the same time went to an advanced math tutor and ballet classes? Hardest of all, I got divorced when my youngest child finished high school. Should I have done it sooner or later or not at all? My professional expertise and knowledge about development has brought me no closer to answers than anybody else. Looking back on my nearly 40 years as a parent, I suspect the best answer is that these are just the wrong questions. Reflecting on your own experience as a parent may make you skeptical about parenting. But reflecting on other parents and children makes the parenting model look unsatisfactory too. After all, the members of my generation, the happily cocooned and prosperous baby boomers, aren't actually a dramatic improvement on our greatest generation parents who grew up in the miseries of depression and war. And we all know people with terrible childhoods who grow up to become wonderful grown-ups and loving parents themselves, and good